Bias versus random variation. The key reason to create cumulative totals of forecast results is to determine whether bias exists and, if it does, its relative level. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines bias as follows. A consistent deviation from the mean in one direction, high or low. A normal property of a good forecast is that it is not biased. As one might suspect, the quality of any forecast is a direct result of the quality of the decisions that go into that forecast. The balance is finding the right procedure to create the most accurate forecast. For example, if actual demand is consistently higher than the forecast, this positive bias has a business consequence that supply based on the forecast will fall short of demand. The bias needs to be corrected by a more realistic set of estimates used as inputs or by improving the forecasting techniques for handling trends. Of course, doing so could mean using a different forecasting procedure for each decision, which may not be not practical. Let's explore bias using our commercial door manufacturer case study. Exhibit 3-39 shows the most recent 6 quarters for a forecast. Exhibit 3-39, cumulative forecast and actual demand. The exhibit shows the actual demand and the cumulative actual demand on the side titled Actuals. It then shows a 3-quarter moving average forecast followed by a cumulative sum that starts in year 2, quarter 3, meaning that each quarter's total adds to the running total in that column, without a value carried in from year 2, quarter 2. The cumulative totals per quarter are also shown for the other 3 forecast methods, but the forecast values used to calculate these running totals are omitted to help you focus on the key points in bold. Let's walk through a column. In the actuals area, the actual demand is shown for each quarter. The actual cumulative, actual cumul, is the same for the first quarter, but in the Y2Q4 row, the 940 units are added to the 691 units, and the sum is 1,631 units. The final total for all 6 quarters is then 5,509 units, and this number is used for comparison with each of the cumulative forecast results. At the bottom of the exhibit, these 5,509 units of actual demand are compared to the cumulative forecast totals for each method, and the difference, or variance, between forecast and actual is shown. There is a difference of 80 units for the 3-quarter moving average, 130 units for the 6-quarter moving average, 115 units for the 0.3 exponential smoothing method, and 196 units for the 0.1 exponential smoothing method. This difference is the bias of each method. Whenever the cumulative forecast and the cumulative actual results do not match, bias is said to exist. Bias means that if you plot the trend of the forecast against the trend of the actual results, the trend lines would diverge more and more over time. If left unchecked, this could result in more and more overproduction or unfulfilled demand. This will either lead to waste, such as excess or obsolete inventory, or to missed sales, backorders, expedited orders, and production instability. Therefore, both situations need to be corrected by changing either the forecasting method, the forecast parameters, or the guidelines for persons providing estimates used in the forecast. When the cumulative forecast and the cumulative actual results are identical, bias does not exist. However, usually when this occurs, it is because some results vary in a positive direction and others vary in a negative direction and they cancel each other out. Variance around the average that results in no bias is called random variation. Because a normal property of a good forecast is that it should not have bias, the root cause of forecast error in an unbiased forecast can be said to be random variation. When a forecast is unbiased, its distribution of forecast errors will be a normal, bell-shaped distribution. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the distribution of forecast errors as follows. Tabulation of the forecast errors according to the frequency of occurrence of each error value. The errors in forecasting are, in many cases, normally distributed even when the observed data does not come from a normal distribution. Effect of bias given volatility. Demand patterns range from stable to dynamic. Stable demand with no bias would have random variation that goes to either direction, but only to a small degree. Dynamic demand with no bias would have much wider swings in both directions that cancel each other out. Clearly, it will be harder to plan in the latter situation. Let's look at two hypothetical forecasts of demand of 100 units per month for 6 months, as shown in Exhibit 3-40. Note that the BIDA situation exhibits highly dynamic demand, wide swings in both directions, while the random variation example has stable demand because the magnitude of the swings is much smaller. Exhibit 3-40, bias versus random variation. Since actual forecasts will have exactly zero bias only on occasion, the idea is to minimize the amount of bias. Bias can be caused by issues with the forecasting technique, such as the lag that occurs when a trend changes. Another potential root cause is when human bias was involved in making data estimates, for example, being consistently optimistic or pessimistic. Discovering the root cause is important, because otherwise the wrong remedies might be applied. When a trend is being lagged, a remedy might be to change the monthly average forecast to better fit the trend. Showing the amount of bias to estimators might be a good way to help them estimate better in the future. Even when bias does not exist, a forecast may still have a small or large amount of variability.